Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
What was it, 0-11, 4-19, back a few months ago? Forget it. Shonda Stanton and her ever-believing softball queens embark on the Big Ten tournament at Wisconsin tomorrow afternoon at 2:30, catching either Illinois or Maryland in the quarterfinals. Armed with that highest seed in Big Ten tournament history play at number 3, not to mention 17 league wins, its best aggregate there in 28 years. The fast pitch Hoosiers had an opportunity to play for a regular season title just to show you how far this program has progressed in its first season. And as Coach Shonda was telling me on the Big Ten Network hookup yesterday before the squad left for Madison.
We believe a working culture is a winning culture, and it just took time. Culture is an everyday thing. You got to take care of your environment every single day. And the strides that we're making, not only on the ball field, we're seeing greater strides in these kids as people. And I think that's what I'm most proud of. I'm really happy for our five seniors. We felt we had one shot to get it right for them. They've never been in a position in the hunt for a regular season title like we were the entire season. They've never been in a position to get a bye. I'm just pleased about how we've changed Indiana football.
Well, no question about that. The head coach of the fast pitch queen, Shonda Stanton, who, by the way, the Hoosiers earned 7 spots on conference postseason teams, including first-teamer All-Big Ten accolades for junior Tara Trainer, freshman Maddie Westmoreland, senior Rebecca Blitz, and sophomore Gabby Jenkins earned second-team honors, while Blitz also was named to the All-Defensive Team for 2018. Westmoreland and fellow freshman Taylor Lambert both earned a spot on the all-freshman team, and in addition, senior Rachel O'Malley named Indiana's Big Ten Sportsmanship Award honoree. Quite outstanding there. We wish them well. They'll get rolling on Friday. Reds will get rolling at Chavez Ravine tonight against the Dodgers. First pitch, a late nighter tonight, 10:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
As you've heard this week, a number of thank yous to, a number of folks who sparked my return to the airwaves, my son and daughter, all of the medical specialist friends, and, now today I share behind the scenes my team here at One City Center, Sarkis Tarzian Radio, WGCL and WTTS, to which I've been a part of, going on 40 years now this September with the organization. It starts right at the top with Tom Tarzian, several Thursday nights spent at my new home with Chow that he'd bring in from the guys at the Uptown. The president of Sarkis Tarzian Radio, Jeff Fargo, his wife Sue, Marcy Beasley. She runs the front office like any major league GM, does so much for so many here at the station, including this guy. My boss, Brad Holtz, the station manager. A lot of great conversation and support from Bradley over this last year. I'll be back doing what I love, high school sports this fall and winter, but not enough can be said for the guys that, filled the void while I wasn't here. And we'll start with Mike Lascott, Dave Novak, John Callahan, Terry Stoltz, a team within a team. Glass is one talented man who answered the challenges for me on the IU radio network as well with Don Fisher this past season. He gets you ready every day for your morning. True jack of all trades, true friend. Those guys didn't miss a beat. He, along with Jake Keebler, helped me train for the week, getting me reacclimated with this daily tech stuff. And then there's perhaps the best cook in the house, in account exec Karen Bayline. And then Susan Strom. Not enough time here to tell you, as a fellow employee and a true friend, everything that Susan has done for me, including being my kitten Woody's best friend. Laura Duncan, her husband's son. Our engineer, Ken Castillo, Rob Humphrey. We have a solid crew here. Sharon, Marianne, and Shelley. The push, the drive, the support, three words. Thanks so much. I'm Joe Smith.